The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
My name is Todd Wilkerson, and I'm happy to be the announcer for the Eric Metaxas Show.
But it's gotten to where I can't go out in public without people recognizing me and just loving on me big time right there in public because I'm so awesome.
Look, I get it. You love me. I am fascinating, I know.
But how about once in a while you respect my space?
I mean, I'm not some stinking piece of meat. Okay, Eric. Europe.
Thanks, Todd. Man, it's hard to get loved on the way Todd gets loved on in public.
Yeah.
People are just groping at him, and it's not right. Listen, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're going to try to settle down, and we will fail. We have, first of all, we've been speaking to Shannon Bream, the great, the beautiful, the brilliant,
oh, yeah,
and the kind and sweet. I know her. She is.
And I met her for the first time.
Yeah, no,
she,
no,
is,
well,
all, she is,
she and
all
her
bad.
Husband are, they're like, they're the dream
delightful
team. And I, but right now we're going to talk to John Zmirak. Hold on to your hat.
Yes.
Zmirak is coming up. Actually, this week we've got Stephen Curtis Chapman. Are you listening? Stephen Curtis Chapman. N.T. Wright. Say what? I said N.T. Wright.
Yep.
And Larry Taunton. Folks, I don't know how we get these kind of guests, but we do.
My wig
looks funny today. Look,
I was going to say three of the greatest Christian
they curled it,
singers.
The curls.
Oh, I see.
Stephen the
Curtis.
And then yeah. I'm going to sing. Look at me. Look, I didn't. This is what happens when you have a wig. The adhesive. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
We're going to challenge our listeners right now. This is some amazing stuff, okay? But actually, wait a second. Before we challenge you, this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time,
6 p.m.,
this program launches as a TV show on TBN. If you don't know where TBN is on your dial, folks, you have between now and Friday,
right,
6 p.m. to check it out. In fact, let me put it this way. You have between now and Thursday. Why? Because the Praise program, I think it's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Thursday, Matt and Lori Crouch are interviewing me for the full hour. You're going to get to know stuff about me you do not want to know.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the most fun interviews I've ever done. But that's this Thursday on TBN. And then on Friday, the show launches. And hold on to your hats. It's going to be crazy. The animated opening,
yes,
for the program. Albin, you play the role of chauffeur.
Yes, I do.
I want to say to people, I have never. It's sheer lunacy. You think Todd's crazy? Wait till you see this animated opening. And if you can identify all of the New York celebrities that I skateboard past, I will send you a signed Miracles book. We have three of those available.
Mm-hmm.
If you can identify them and send us an email. Speaking of fun gifts,
yes,
in order to celebrate the launch of the show,
mm-hmm,
This is nuts. Hide the kids, folks. First of all, you can see there's a cookie. This cookie weighs 4,000 pounds. It's made of osmium. No, seriously, this is like the heaviest cookie. It's a murder weapon. Would you like, look how thick this is.
Yeah.
Would you like this cookie to be sent to you in bubble wrap so that it arrives perfectly like this? You have to send $500 to
Angel Tree Camp.
Oh, yeah. And how do they do that, Albin?
Well, they go to the banner at the top of the Eric Metaxas show page, which is MetaxasTalk.com.
Okay. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com and you give, now, by the way, you're giving to a great organization. This is Angel Tree. You're giving to a program that sends the children of prisoners to a summer camp so that they can have a wonderful experience. They can hear about how God loves them. They might not know that growing up with a mom or a dad who's in jail. They can do fishing and all the stuff you get to do at summer camp. And every $200 that somebody sends, now you can send 100, you can send 50, anything you can send, we need, actually, okay? We have so far sent 53 kids to camp. The goal is 130, so we're not even halfway there. So we actually need you to help. So I'm going to say again that to get this cookie, this is, by the way, while supplies last. I think there are three of these.
Yeah, we don't have a lot.
Okay, so while supplies left, but the first 500 people who said, now the problem is people listening on the radio are saying, what cookie? Well, you know the banner that says the Eric Metaxas show and it's got the blue kind of bubble or whatever. That's what I'm talking about, but I'm showing it to the camera because I know there are people going to watch this on YouTube. And let me also say, now this is going to, now hide the children.
Yes, this is frightening.
Because this is a cookie. It is literally 6 inches tall, 5 inches wide. It purports to look like me. If that is true, I'm going to jump off a high building before the sun goes down.
There we go.
Are we?
Ah. Wow, look at that.
Actually, no, you can't. The light is blind. Oh, there we go. You're going to want to see the gray hair.
Oh, wow.
The yellowed teeth, the sunglasses, the eyes and stuff. But it's a likeness of me.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I've got to be pretty self-confident to be able to show this on the air.
Yeah.
Now, again, you're going to have to.
Put up to your real face and see if it
Now, Albin,
matches.
We've got to put this on YouTube, this whole segment today, okay?
Okay.
No, seriously, like this segment, this 10-minute segment, we've got to put it on YouTube as soon as we can get it on YouTube.
So people can see, yes.
But if you want, now I'm not joking, while supplies last, if people want this cookie, it's a likeness of my face. It's huge. It's heavy. It's only because I work out that I can hold it out with my hand not shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Look how thick this is.
Look at that.
If you're looking for a murder weapon that you can then eat so they can't trace it to you, hey, how about the Eric Metaxas show cookie?
Yeah.
This, seriously, like if you have this in your house, you'll be the envy of absolutely nobody on planet Earth.
There you go.
Because this is hideous.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's even creepier and humbling?
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like me.
Yeah.
I know it.
Eric's going to use it as the ID.
But it's so big and heavy, and it looks just like me. The artist who did this is down in the village. They found somebody willing to do this. The government cannot force you to bake a cake or make a cookie like this.
Hmm.
Okay? You might have some people bully you into making an Eric Metaxas cookie. Don't do it. You have religious liberty, and you can say, my religion does not allow me.
Yeah.
To do that, okay? And I'm happy to serve Eric Metaxas if he covers his face in a muslin hood, like the Elephant Man. But I will not make those cookies. I will not sell those cookies in my store. But folks, if you want a cookie, all you need to do is go to MetaxasTalk.com.
That's terrific.
MetaxasTalk.com. Give $500.
That's right.
You get to visit the studio, and we will send this to you. We're going to bubble wrap it. But I can't even, this has to weigh close to a pound.
Right.
If you eat this, something's wrong with you.
Right.
You know, unless you're a billionaire who has nothing better to do than to eat valuable
property. You're going to shellac it, use it as a paperweight.
But you need to shellac it.
Yeah.
Perhaps, you know, if somebody needs killing, why use a gun? And then eat the evidence.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, you know, if the FCC is listening to this, they're going to take us off the air.
So say whether you want the Metaxas face or the Metaxas logo.
Yeah, or the logo. I think that people will want the logo. They're both giant, gorgeous cookies, unless you have some kind of aesthetic taste.
Give 1,000 and get both of them, of course. Give 1,000 and get both. Now, Eric, you have some other announcements of where you are appearing.
I do.
In the next couple of days.
Tonight,
yes.
I'm going to be on Shannon Bream.
There you go.
Tomorrow, yes. I'm going to be on Tucker Carlson. So they tell me.
Ooh.
Sometimes they yank you because like some important thing happens, like somebody rescues a kitten from a tree or something. And they're like, Eric, I'm sorry. But I'm going to be in the studio with Tucker. And sometimes he wears ties as bright as the one that I'm wearing right now. I'm going to be in the studio with Tucker, and it's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to it. But yeah. The main point, folks, before we bring on John's Murak, okay, is that if you want one of these cookies or you don't, go to MetaxasTalk.com, give to Angel Tree. We've only sent 53 kids to camp. We need to send 130 to reach our goal. We hope you'll do that. We are grateful to you, MetaxasTalk.com. Anybody who can give $10,000, and there are folks out there, you can send a lot of kids to camp. You can bless these kids, invest in the future. And then I'm happy to find time in our schedules to have dinner with you, to get to know each other. I would love that. MetaxasTalk.com. Please, folks, we need you to help. John's Murak coming up.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Okay, Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the 2-pack lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
That's right, folks. That's the theme song for Big Bad John Zmirak. We have him on the line, Albin.
Yes.
He's on the line right now.
He's on the line.
John Zmirak, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be on.
Well, look, you write so many articles. Let's just talk about one article. You wrote an article posted a couple of days ago at stream.org, which is like nothing you've ever written. The title of it is From Tucker Carlson versus Jonah Goldberg to Roe v. Wade. Can you please explain this?
It covers really like what's gone on and what's gone wrong in the conservative movement for like the last 30 years. And people are telling me I need to turn it into a book. And it has enough links that it, you know, practically footnote it. But I do think it touches some really important things. And let me just start with what led me into it, okay?
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson has been going on TV and talking very forcefully about how Donald Trump is turning the Republican Party and the conservative movement into an advocacy movement for middle-class Americans and working-class Americans, and that is a good thing.
Yeah.
That building up the American family, encouraging more stay-at-home moms to be with their kids because their husbands earn enough money that they don't have to work if they don't want to. Encouraging factories in America, manufacturing in America, applying patriotism to the economy, which that has been considered verboten in conservative circles for like 30 or 40 years.
Exactly.
Because we rightly embrace, as a general principle, the free market.
As a general principle, right.
As a basic principle of conservative philosophy,
right,
that we, wherever possible, we want the federal government especially, but even the state and local government, to do as little as possible because it tends to mess things up.
Correct.
And also, the government tends to be hijacked by the cultural left, which uses it to dissolve the family.
John, that's a big deal.
Faith.
That's a big deal. That what you just said, the cultural left, the culture, somehow has affected the government so that anytime something is government run, it tends to be tremendously liberal in many ways. And so it's kind of funny because I don't know that the founders foresaw that, but they foresaw, I guess, the possibility of that. That the point is that when things are local and private, that's the best way. But when things become...
Well, I think the founders looked at England, where you had the Church of England being forced down people's throats, people having to pay 10% of their income to the local Church of England bishop, even
right,
if they weren't Anglicans.
And even if the Church of England owned slave plantations in the West Indies. In other words, there was no choice for people in England, and if you wanted a choice, you'd get in big trouble. I mean, that's just talking about religious liberty, but the point is that they had seen how government can be harmful. And now we do generally believe, the conservative movement says, yes, the smaller the government, the better. And you're saying what exactly?
Okay, but Tucker Carlson is saying we have taken that principle too far.
Correct.
And that's what Pat Buchanan said in the 90s. It's what Ross Perot said. And it's what Donald Trump said. Insofar as the government allowing and even encouraging mass imports of cheap products from abroad to the point where American jobs go away. More importantly, I would say, immigration. A lot of the same people who want small government say, well, it's big government to keep people out. If they want to move to America, fine. Let them in.
Actually,
I know a lot of libertarians who believe in open borders as a philosophical principle.
Just to show you how crazy things are going, a few days ago, I saw Marianne Williamson, if you've heard of The Course in Miracles. This is a woman with whom I disagree profoundly theologically and mostly politically. And she's trying to get she's going to run for the Democratic nomination. But she said something the other day. She was on Fox News. I forget which show. Somebody interviewed her. And she said stuff that was profoundly wise. And it was exactly what you were just talking about, John, is that when you make almost an idol of the free market, and you sort of start forgetting that in America there are other things that have to be balanced. So if all you care about is the bottom line, and you cease caring about your workers, you cease caring about their families, you cease caring about the community in which you have your plant or whatever it is, your business. You cease caring about the moral ramifications. I mean, if you throw all of that out and you say all we care about is the bottom line, the free market is our God, it's the number one thing, it is tragic. And here we have somebody on the Democratic side, because she's a woman of values, talking about this. And I thought to myself, most of the conservatives we know would not talk about this. They just talk about the free market.
There are a number of problems with it. First of all, when you do that, you are laying open the political field for socialists. You are basically handing power to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. If you say all the government can do is protect the free market, and then you're even hypocritical about it, and you do things like the bank bailout in 2008, and then you also use the government in other intrusive ways, like anti-discrimination laws, which now with the Equality Act they want to extend to gays and transgenders, and you say the government can make you go fight in wars, we'll have conscription. What's interesting is, apart from sincere and principled libertarians who are out there, like my friend Tom Woods and my friend Jeff Tucker, there are principled libertarians who are against the draft. They're against anti-discrimination laws. They're against bank bailouts. They are sincere and principled supporters of libertarian values.
Right.
People like that, I disagree with them, but I respect them. But people like Jonah Goldberg, I have a real problem with, because Jonah Goldberg went on this rant in National Review about how Tucker Carlson wants to engage in social engineering, because he wants to preserve American jobs, he wants to limit immigration, he wants the government to do certain things that will have an economic impact here at home to achieve the goal of building up an American middle class. And Goldberg said that's social engineering. But Jonah Goldberg does not want to repeal the Civil Rights Act, which interferes hugely in the free market,
right,
for a non-economic goal. He doesn't want to get rid of conscription. He doesn't want to abolish Social Security. There are any number of things that interfere with so pure free market libertarian values that Jonah Goldberg is fine with, and I'm fine with them too. But I don't pretend that I'm a consistent libertarian, and I wouldn't. I find it interesting that when it's the middle class or working class or Christian churches or American social cohesion in the case of immigration, when it's one of those goals which are socially conservative, Jonah Goldberg and the rest of the neoconservative movement, they suddenly sound like free market libertarian Ayn Rand purists.
That's right.
But when it's goals they consider important, like liberating Iraq, all of a sudden, they're fine with the government.
Okay, so we've got a lot going on here. This is, you're saying a lot, and the article explains it all. People can read it at stream.org. But I guess what I want to say is that the problem, of course, and I write about this in my book, If You Can Keep It, is that the people of this country, in other words, the business owners, need to have virtue and need to think about things beyond the bottom line. But the government shouldn't need to force them to do that. The government can encourage them to do that. But if you think of a company like Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sundays. They say, you know what, we're just not going to make anybody work on Sundays, and we're going to treat Hobby Lobby. They treat their employees like gold. They have this faith that if they do these things, in the end, the profits will be there. So in a way, they're trusting that by doing all these things right, the profits will be there in the end. But if you only go for the profits, then many times you don't treat your employees in a good way. You don't care about their families and on and on and on. So it is kind of complicated.
And sometimes the government gets in the way of people trying to do that. For instance, you know, before 1965, a lot of companies, if a man got married, or especially if he had kids, they would give him a raise because they wanted to provide something they used to call a family wage. Well, guess what? When the Southern segregationists were trying to stop the Civil Rights Act of 1964, they got a very clever idea. We're going to put in a poison pill. So these Southern white racist Democrats added sex discrimination to race discrimination in the Civil Rights Act, thinking that would kill the bill. But the Republicans didn't care, and they passed it anyway. And that sounds nice, equal pay for equal work. Well, what it did was it outlawed the family wage. You could no longer give a man a raise because he had kids, because then you were discriminating against a single man with no kids or a woman. And as a result, since the Civil Rights Act, since they included women in it, and now they include women in affirmative action, the percentage of men in the workforce has gone down. The percentage of women has gone up. Virtually every woman with children feels economically forced to work.
We have to follow up on this. We'll be right back with John Zmirak.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Meeting in Russia, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he has warned the Russian foreign minister against interference in the next American presidential election. Pompeo also said that the U.S. wants to avoid war with Iran. Senate Democrats and Republicans trying to come to terms on an aid bill for Americans hit by natural disasters in recent months. The House Judiciary Committee has formally scheduled a hearing for former White House counsel Don McGahn. That's set for next Tuesday. Minnesota Governor Steve Bullock says he will seek the Democratic presidential nomination. He becomes the third governor in a race with almost two dozen candidates. In consumer news, Walmart is rolling out next-day delivery on its most popular items. The next-day service will cover 220,000 popular items. And TV funny man Tim Conway has died. He was 85. This is SRN News.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Moment.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric and Taxes Show. We're talking to John Smirak. John, you were just making such an important point. Give it to us again, or at least the last part,
okay,
because this is huge.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 made it illegal to pay men and women differently. That sounds nice on the face of it, but the impact of that was that men with children and families to support and stay-at-home wives suddenly were going to get the same salary as unmarried men or women who were hired. And that created a legal pressure to force women, even women with small kids, into the workforce.
Okay, now hang on a second. Hang on. You're telling me then that the government in the Civil Rights Act messed with our freedoms, because a businessman who has employees who says, I want Mr. Smith, he's a great employee, I want him to be able to continue to work here and to continue to allow his wife to raise their kids. She wants to do that. Now the government tells me I can't do that. The government has told me I do not have the freedom to do what I like, and that somehow in the Constitution, in our laws, we are no longer allowing our people to make these decisions in the best interest of their employees and their families, which is huge. It's huge. So what does Tucker Carlson say about that?
I mean, Tucker Carlson did not address the Civil Rights Act per se. Okay, he's being careful. He doesn't want to touch that feminist beehive. I'm willing to hit that hornet's nest because I don't have a TV show to lose. Companies are going to boycott me. I don't have any advertisers.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm pointing to, the deeper thing, that people like Jonah Goldberg have no problem with government policy affecting the free market when it points in one direction, in the direction of equality, okay? They're fine with overriding our freedom of choice, our freedom of association, our freedom of contract, if it promotes the goal, a goal like equality or a goal like democracy in Iraq. But when you say, we want to use the government to help coal miners in West Virginia or auto workers in Ohio, all of a sudden, Jonah Goldberg becomes like a free market purist. And he starts sounding like someone who escaped from the Ludwig von Mises Institute. But when it gores his ox, he has no problem with the government getting involved. And right. So I'm saying there has been a great inconsistency in the conservative movement. That the dominant part of the conservative movement up until the rise of Trump, that when socially conservative issues like protecting traditional marriage, protecting unborn children, protecting religious communities, when we want to use the state to protect ourselves, they become libertarian purists. But when it seems to serve some egalitarian goals or some politically correct goal, then they're willing to make compromises and don't be an extremist, don't be a purist. And I think a lot of the bitterness and disillusion you're seeing in some conservative circles comes from that double standard.
Now, you're talking about the never-Trumpers mainly.
Yeah, but they were the dominant force in the Republican Party until Trump.
Well, but isn't that why Trump was elected?
I was a Pat Buchanan supporter in 1992 and 1996, and I know how hard they were in enforcing their orthodoxy. For instance, Karl Rove. When Karl Rove worked for President Bush in the White House in the 90s and early 2000s, he would direct the money from the Republican National Committee against challengers in Republican primaries if they were not for open borders.
What? Wait a minute.
Yes.
What?
He was meddling with Republican primaries to keep out immigration restrictionists from even winning the Republican nomination.
Karl Rove was for open borders? This
well,
is kind of news
it that way.
To me. This
he
is
didn't say open borders. He just consistently promoted things that lead to open borders. I mean, when that's why you heard Jeb Bush saying that coming to America illegally was an act of love for America. That kind of BS was the dominant orthodoxy of the Republican Party until Donald Trump came along. We have to be grateful to this president.
Well, this is
whatever
why he was elected.
Criticisms we have of his policies, he shattered all these idiotic taboos that had taken over the Republican Party, that people like Michael Gerson and David French had turned into a mantra.
Well, it's kind of funny that people that, you know, I look to as conservative leaders like Michael Gerson or David French or a lot of the National Review folks, Jonah Goldberg, the folks of the Weekly Standard, all of these people, almost all of them, turned very bitterly against Trump and have remained very bitterly against Trump. I don't know where they're going to end up, but I think this is a battle worth fighting, and it's certainly
a and I think none of it, and I mean zero, none of it has to do with Donald Trump's personal character or his sexual history or his divorces or his vulgarity. I think those are just excuses, 100% excuses. What these people are bitter about is that they lost control of the Republican Party and the conservative establishment and the money and the power, which they were using to promote a particular ideology, which is called neoconservatism. And it's not an ethnic thing. It's not a religious thing. There are Christian neocons. There are Jewish paleoconservatives. I'm not using this as code. Some people use this as anti-Semitic code. I want to explicitly say there's nothing to do with that. There is a particular worldview that you can call neoconservatism that is basically summed up in the views and policies of someone like Jeb Bush, and I think it's profoundly wrong and hypocritical.
Hang on, John. Going to break. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may.
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long, but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith and action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about. Living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Are just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling.
Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Eric Metaxas. I'm sitting with Albin Sader, and we're talking to John Zmirak. John, your article at The Stream, it's like a manifesto. It's called From Tucker Carlson v. Jonah Goldberg to Roe v. Wade. Shouldn't it be From Roe v. Wade to Tucker Carlson v. Jonah Goldberg?
Well, no, because I'm following a logical progression. I'm saying that the fundamental issues that are at stake in the debate between Carlson and Goldberg are also those that are at stake when we argue about the meaning of the Constitution.
Actually, that's right.
Especially whether the Constitution includes this nebulous right of liberty that Justice Kennedy cited in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Justice Kennedy in that decision said that at the core of American freedom is the right to make up your own morality and your own theory of the universe. That this is American freedom.
Well,
now,
guess what? No.
That,
that's basically, look, let's be honest here, okay? That's basically true to a point. When it goes to the point of murdering a human being in the womb, that ceases. Just every liberty has its limits, right? I can go on the street and I can talk all I want and I have free speech, but if I start cursing loudly and using the N-word, cops will say, "Sir, you're under arrest. You're not allowed to do that in public. There are children here. This is a public space." Okay? Every liberty has its limits. So
right,
what Justice Kennedy said, well, that's the point. What Justice Kennedy said is basically true. But the idea that they foolishly interpret this to mean you can have the ability to kill the unborn, clearly that liberty can never go that far. And so you have to read the Constitution,
Eric, it's not,
correctly.
Unfortunately, that's not clear to everyone. The official interpretation of the U.S. Constitution is still Justice Kennedy.
But then, that's what
so
I'm
we
saying.
We can't just say clearly that's not true. I mean, that is the law of the land, unfortunately. And unless we fight the bitter battle to take back the Supreme Court, seat by seat,
I get it.
It will continue to be the law of the
John,
land.
John, I get
and
it. But
that's
what,
something when you say, I support American values, I think America's great. We have to remember, officially right now, America has, as its governing philosophy, according to its Supreme Court, something even more evil than slavery.
Look, there's
now, how do we deal with that?
There's no question.
How do we argue? Where do we draw the line?
Okay.
How do we say that's not what liberty means?
Right. Well,
I think what we look to is the original intent of the founders. When they wrote the Constitution, they were basing it on the American culture that existed, which was a Christian culture, a tolerant Christian culture that believed in natural law.
Correct.
And I think that is the most fundamental thing we as conservatives need to recover. Natural law, which is the law that God wrote on the human heart, it's the law that any rational human being who believes in God can deduce by reason alone without reference to Scripture.
Okay, now there's no...
That should be the fundamental criterion by which we judge all laws, including international law, international treaties. There has to be some stopping point, some break point.
Is this...
And that break point is natural law.
Is this stuff in your article...
Now, most people don't agree with that.
Is this in your...
would say, no, it's equality. It's human happiness. It's progress. They want something nebulous. They want something adaptable. They want something that they can reinvent every few years as they discover a new sexual perversion they want to promote. or reinvent it whenever they decide some environmental thing comes up, so dolphins have rights. The left wants this to be fluid.
Are you saying,
because they give them more power?
John, are you saying dolphins are in fact not human beings?
No, I have a theory about the dolphins. Do you want to know what it is?
No. Yes, of course I do.
Okay. The dolphins invented feminism. Ooh. And in 100 or 200 years, some military historian at a dolphin university will explain to his classroom full of dolphins how it was the feminism strategy that actually wiped out the human race and made room for them to take over our city.
Did you write an article about this at thestream.org?
Not yet.
Oh, you will. Okay. John, listen. This, there's so much to this, and I, of course, agree with you. It's hard. There's so much to this. The reason I wrote my book, If You Can Keep It, is that you have to have a vocabulary. You have to understand the basics of what American liberty and American self-government are, where it comes from. Otherwise, this just sounds like gobbledygook. This is basic stuff that's not been taught for 50 years. So I guess my question to you, John Zmirak, is, will you write a book on this? It doesn't need to be a long book, but will you write a book? And what would the title be? It has to be catchier.
I've actually sent an email already this morning proposing this as a book, proposing that I write The Politically Incorrect Guide to Liberalism. And liberalism in both senses, in the sense of Jimmy Carter's brain melting out of his ear, and also in the sense of classical liberalism, Thomas Jefferson, John Locke. And let's see what the publisher says.
All right, and if this publisher doesn't like it, I've got other publishers up my sleeve.
Okay,
because this is an important book, and you need to write this kind of a book. I guess that's a good title. I just want you to get a title that's going to sell the most copies, because this stuff is vital. People are dying to read
Just putting the name John Zmirak above the title is going to sell those books.
That's right.
I wish that were true.
You're now a rock star. We declare it. We have the authority to declare it. Okay.
Well, I hope people go back and look at some of my older books, like The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism, and my favorite book that I wrote, The Bad Catholic's Guide to the Seven Deadly Sins, which is the funniest and, I think, deepest book that I've
ever read. We're going to talk about that in future episodes. Maybe when we get you in the New York studio, we'll do that, because you've really written so much stuff. And part of why it's a joy for me to do what I do is to introduce people to folks like you and to my friend John Rankin and to my friend Ken Fish, because you have a lot to say that's not getting said. And it bothers me because I care about my country. I care about freedom around the world. And this article from Tucker Carlson v. Jonah Goldberg to Roe v. Wade at stream.org. People need to check it out. Before we go to the break, I want to remind you folks, Angel Tree Camp, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. We are depending on you. I promise you, we are depending on you to give something to Angel Tree. These kids' lives are being changed one kid at a time, one week at a time. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, Angel Tree. Please be generous. God bless you.
And ink stains that are dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is promoting energy infrastructure and economic growth as he speaks with workers at a liquefied natural gas facility in Hackberry, Louisiana.
With the incredible grit, skill, and pride, the 7,000 workers at this facility
are helping lead the American energy revolution. That's what it is. Number one in the world, not even close. And, you know, I just approved a lot of pipelines going through Texas and other places, including, as you know, the Keystone XL pipeline I approved.
The president cites an increase in liquefied natural gas exports as boosting jobs and cementing the U.S.'s role as an energy provider for international markets. The administration also promoting liquefied natural gas from the U.S. as a way for Europe to reduce its reliance on Russia for energy. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to.
Hey there, folks. Talking to John Zemirak on the Eric Metaxas Show. John, okay, we're talking about your article from Tucker Carlson v. Jonah Goldberg to Roe v. Wade. So you're saying that most of the so-called neocons, the Never Trumpers, have adopted a form of conservatism that is, in fact, a departure from true originalist freedom-loving conservatism, and that they have made exceptions in their view of liberty, which are in fact ruining America.
I think they make the wrong exceptions. They make mostly. They make exceptions to the conservative and libertarian principles, but they make them not based on any coherent philosophy. They make them based on where the left has screamed and yelled and won the high ground. Then they say, okay, well, we can't fight that, so we give up on that, but we're going to protect these. So that's why back in, I'll never forget, it was in 2002, Jonah Goldberg saying that conservatives needed to give up on loser issues like fighting gay marriage, and they needed to embrace winning issues that would help consolidate the movement and win elections like the invasion of Iraq. How'd that work out?
Whoopsie daisy. Mm. Oh my gosh. Well, look, I don't want to bash.
We should have fought same-sex marriage, and we now see just abundantly why. When we see Jack Phillips, a baker in, I think, Colorado, the government is trying to force him not just to make gay wedding cakes. Now the state wants to force him to make a cake from the Church of Satan with Satan licking a sex toy. And the government of the state is trying to close down his business if he's not willing to do that.
Well, the point,
but on the other hand, yeah. On the other hand, you and I have friends who are getting censored on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram for simply repeating Bible verses and explaining Christian doctrine. They're getting shut down by those private companies. Isn't that interesting that civil rights laws and anti-discrimination laws, they only cut one way. They only protect ethnic groups, I'm fine with that, and sexual minorities and trans people, but they don't protect Christians and conservatives and so on. And what people like Tucker Carlson and before him Pat Buchanan were saying is, if the government's going to be meddling, and it seems like it's always going to be meddling, maybe it should meddle and try to do some good. What the neoconservatives seem to say is we'll accept the left-wing meddling because that's inevitable, but we won't ever use the government
right.
to promote any conservative cause at all.
Right.
That's where we draw the line. We'll let the left do it, but if you ask us to do it, no. Essentially, the neocons and the Bush Republicans, the Republicans up through Trump, were the Washington generals. And it was their job to go lose gracefully to the Harlem Globetrotters every single game.
This is funny because a lot of people aren't going to get that reference. But, I'm not kidding. It reminds me of the upper class, the ruling class in Germany in the 1930s. They did not understand that if they could not leave aside some of their patrician inclinations and roll up their sleeves and fight the bullies of Nazism, it would be game over for Germany for the rest of the century. They declined to do that, just as Jeb Bush and others are not willing to stoop to the level of fighting that Donald Trump seems willing to stoop to, because if you don't fight on these issues, you lose everything. John, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you so much. Folks, go to stream.org. Pass this article along to your friends and read it. Thank you for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.